Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. Great actor and singer, Mr. Robert Davi. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's great to be here, Mario.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come. So, okay, you're the subject of this new documentary, Davi's Way. I saw it, loved it.
Okay.
Fascinating. I don't want to spoil or give away too much, but how would you describe it? What's exactly the premise?
Well, the premise was the brainchild of Danny A, as you know.
A mutual friend of ours. Yeah. Yes.
And what had happened, I'd written a script called The Voice about a guy that was obsessed with the sound of Sinatra's voice. Danny read that script. I wanted him to produce it as a producer. And he had then subsequently come to my show on Long Island in front of 10,000 people, saw me sing.
Wow.
And said, you know what? I'd rather do a documentary following you around doing this music thing. And that's the genesis of it. And then it became wanting to do, because I wanted to do a 100th anniversary tribute to Sinatra by recreating the main event from 1974.
Love that. And that was such an iconic moment. And I remember it vividly. I'm also a huge fan. And Jerry Weintraub produced it. And he was in the middle of this boxing ring. And that was it just something that when I think of Sinatra, it really stands out. And all huge fans, of course.
Yes.
So what were the biggest challenges in trying to make this concert a reality? When you laid it out, what did you envision and what happened?
Well, first off, let me just say, I didn't want the documentary to be sterile. So I said, you know what? I'm going to just expose myself. I mean, not physically.
You can't do that these days.
Yeah, you don't do that. It was an emotional exposing.
Right.
So I emotionally exposed myself and wanted to, and I know how to make things theatrical, you know what I mean, or interesting.
All right.
So I had to just open myself up for that. The challenges were that... and which you'll see in the film, was the first to get Madison Square Garden and then to get other artists committed to wanting to do the project.
Right.
And I kind of like had a bigger idea in my mind, and I thought there would be more people rallying around wanting to do this, be part of this event, which was not the case.
You're ambitious. I love it.
I was ambitious, yes.
What sparked your passion for Sinatra?
Well... Where were your parents from? Were they from here or from...
My parents are from Mexico. First generation.
You're first generation. Well, my parents from Italy, right?
So you're first generation.
Yeah. So the Italian immigrant population was looked down on back in the day. So the Italians understood what blacks were going through, what other generations. And Sinatra was the first artist to come out against anti-Semitism and racial bigotry of any kind.
He was great towards Sammy Davis. I remember when they wanted him to enter through the back when they were performing in Vegas, and he said, no, with us.
And not only that, Lena Horne, he decked the guy at the store club or something when he went in with her, and they said, I'm sorry, do you have a reservation? He says, yeah. He says, what's not under your name here? He said, well, try Lincoln, and then deck the guy. But anyway, he was very interesting, and he was a big iconic figure that changed the Italian-American profile for artists. Right. And growing up, his Picasso's contribution to music was just his musical contribution. He was the first method singer, let's say.
Right.
So he conquered acting, and he conquered the music world. And as a young kid, you're looking at this iconic figure that meant something socially and also artistically with the same kind of dreams, and bingo.
And then he was just super cool.
Yeah, I did my first film with him in 1977.
I saw that in the duck. That was awesome. Yeah, my wife happens to be 100% Italian, so I get it.
Her name is Mazza. I knew her.
Yeah, Mazza, yes.
Yeah, I knew it. Well, we said Mazza.
Yeah, Mazza, yes.
We knew a Giovanni Mazza. I don't know if there's a relation there.
Giovanni Mazza, that's a great name.
Yeah.
What's a bigger priority in your life, or passion, should I say, music or acting?
Well, I love both art forms, but the music is my soul. I mean, the music is, I really started out singing as a kid.
And you could sing. You'll discover.
I brought
you're
an album.
Familiar.
I'll give you guys all an album.
Thank you.
My first album went to number 6 Billboard Jazz, Davi Sing Sinatra, by the way.
Awesome. I saw that in the film.
Yeah, produced by. Right. You did watch, Mario.
I did watch it.
Anyway, so no, the music, because I don't have to hide behind a character. You know, you're lucky. I mean, God bless you, because the world knows you and you can still play a character. So you get to express who you are.
Right.
Me as a character for so many years, I was boxed into that's who he is. People assume this is who you are, the Bond villain or some kind of, you know, FBI agent, whatever it might be.
Right.
And never being able to fully express the romanticism of which I am really about. And that music is so important to me.
And did your mother or father sing? Was it just something you were born with? Or?
They sang around the house, you know, being a Latino families with music is there. It's part of our culture.
Right.
And it was just music was always a big, big part of my life. And I started to, my grandmother sang. And then I started to drive my father crazy by listening to records at 10 o'clock at night and trying to imitate these Mario Lanza records.
Right.
And he'd say, "Would you shut up? I got to get up at 5:30 to go to work."
Yeah, that's funny. And all the while, of course, I mean, you've been so busy. You've done literally hundreds of different roles. And you got another movie in the works at the moment. Reagan. Who are you playing in this one?
I'm playing Brezhnev. Leonid Brezhnev, who's a big character of Russia at the time. Ah. He underestimated the character of Reagan. Thought he was idiot, but was not idiot. But and also doing a film, another film, Danny A's directing called Appalachian.
Oh right, that's right. That's right. In New York, a true story. But before we get into that one, so you know, I don't think there's been too many films on Reagan.
No.
Has there? I'm not.
They did like a mini series, right, like 10 years ago or something.
A doddering mini series.
But it was it wasn't great.
Dennis Quaid is playing Reagan in this.
Really?
He really took
that's
the
That's great.
Yeah,
but such an iconic figure, right?
Oh, yeah.
You figured they'd be more. So does it are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it just an insert of his life or is it the whole thing?
You know,
or?
It expands a certain portion of his life. Yeah, and especially the Gorbachev
during the Cold War.
Yeah, during the Cold War.
That's awesome.
And how that all came about, the relationship with Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brezhnev was a part of that, small part of that, and then it takes off. But Reagan is just, I think this will be the first film probably that portrays Reagan, and Dennis Quaid is so heavily into the character, from what I'm told.
Yeah, what an interesting choice right there. But
that's
I like
great.
I like Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
great.
But if you see it, there's a kind of a interesting part of that.
Yeah. And Appalachian, am I pronouncing?
Appalachian. Yeah, I was mixed up with it too.
This way, yeah, it's a little, the tongue twister. It's based on a true story.
Yes.
About this, correct me if I'm wrong, I actually read the script, the head of the crime families at the time, was it the 40s or 50s?
57.
57. They all got together for a sit down for this important meeting outside about
Vito Genovese, who I'm playing.
You're playing Vito Genovese?
I'm playing Vito Genovese, who wanted to be crowned the capo di tutti capi.
Right.
This was after Luciano was sent away and he put hits on Anastasia and Costello backed out of the whole thing.
Right.
A hit on him. And now Vito Genovese calls the sit down in Appalachian to get a guy named Joe LaBarba. They get to throw this big mafioso meeting, and
they all came
and the cops came.
Yeah, right.
And it was the biggest roundup of the mafia guys you ever seen.
Yeah, is that crazy? Oh, that's crazy.
And then I'm doing a TV series called Paper Empire, which is killed, that Michael Todras Jr. and Robert Gillings, Michael's producing, and Robert, which is, I play a Bernie Madoff kind of character who gets arrested.
Yeah.
And then his son comes back and is involved with the Russian mafia. And what happens is I then I'm a genius at cryptocurrency and digital technology. And I run the Russian mafia's empire, get sprung from prison and start creating financial havoc around the world.
Ooh.
It's a very interesting premise.
Topical,
yeah.
Kurt. I love it. I love the Russian baddies.
Yeah.
As of late. I mean, so many great roles too, from the Goonies to the Bond film, of course, and Iceman. What do people come
Die
up
Hard.
To?
Die Hard. Is
Die Hard, movie. Of course. What do people come up and mention the most?
It depends. There's a lot of Goonies, a lot of Bond, a lot of Die Hard, a lot of Maniac Cop. I mean, it depends on what, you know.
Maniac Cop's right.
Profiler, the TV series I did on NBC for 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a combination of different different characters and current stuff. I mean, there's even somebody like Swamp Shark, and I don't mention that too much.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love
One of those shark movies. Career missteps, right. What can I tell you?
Hey, there's a big shark movie that's sponsoring us right now.
Oh, really?
Meg, yeah.
Well, then
the
sharks are good.
Sharks are good for business.
Good for business.
I know you have 5 children.
Yes.
5 children. That's great. I love hearing that.
Yeah,
and what are their ages?
Oh, tough.
Is that tough? Yeah.
35-year-old son from the first marriage. And then 4 from the last marriage, which are 27, 28, 26, and 17-year-old twins. And I really screwed up with my daughter. My son's in school today, so he couldn't come. And my daughter was going to come. And she wanted to get her hair done. This is tough. Your kids are young, right?
Yeah, they're little. Dominic and Gia.
Yes, they're
Francesca.
So beautiful. God bless them. Yeah, I have a Francesca.
You have Francesca too?
Yeah, yeah. Franny, she's 26.
Mine's
God
7.
Bless you. I know. Love her now, babe.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably be fine, but me, they turn at 13 Linda Blair and The Exorcist.
Really?
Head spin and everything
like
else.
You don't seem like a dad I would want to step out of line, though.
No, they believe me. I am so softy. You think I'm tough? When they brought, I had one time I had my daughters, my older daughters. I came home, and there were probably eight guys in the living room.
Oh.
I come home at 11 o'clock at night, and they're sitting around. And I go, what the hell is going on here? What is this, a cat house? These are my beautiful daughters. And I go to all the guys. I go, if you touch my daughter, I'll have you killed. Every single one. My daughter goes, they're laughing. They loved it. And they go, Dad, they're a fan of Goonies. They just wanted to meet you.
Ah, that's great.
But I screwed up my daughter's hair. My daughter Isabella's hair. She wanted to go to this place. They called it a balayage. I forget what they call this special thing she wanted, yeah. Right? $600. All right. I said,
oh.
Izzy, I said, right? Yeah. There's another place. There's another place you can go to. I said, what is it? I've been going to the same person for like 20 years, right? $25 for a haircut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever else, that's done. So they said, $100, we'll do her hair. I go, Izzy, she came with me, $100. Well, guess what? She cried.
Oh.
She wasn't happy.
She cried. No, this is the worst feeling in the world. You know what? If your daughter ever wants to spend money on her hair, just get it done. The moral of the story is just, don't try to save a few hundred dollars because having her cry is the most painful experience.
No, I completely agree. All right, before I let you go, sir, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Favorite Sinatra song?
Oh, there's too many.
Too many to pick one. Top three?
Well, for once in my life, I love The My Way, of course, and I like, there's a ballad, I Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry.
Yeah.
Those three.
Last show you binged watched?
The reruns of Mario Lopez on Extra.
Ah, excellent answer.
So, no, I haven't. You know, probably
you don't watch too much TV.
Shark TV.
Week.
Shark. No, the Shark. Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank. The TV
Shark
show.
Shark Tank.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I have fun watching that.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Like how, when I was very very young,
kid. Yeah.
Lee Remick.
Okay.
The actress Lee Remick. And then it was like, who was that? You mean celebrity crush as a female crush? Or
yeah, like a movie
or a guy,
star. Like,
a movie star.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Brando, Lee Marvin, those cats.
Those guys, okay.
Those were the guys, yeah.
Time travel destination, if you can go back to any era for like a week.
That's a good question. Any era for a week. I would probably, I'd like to see Michelangelo paint the Sistine Chapel and have a conversation with the Pope there. That would be an interesting.
I like that.
That would be an interesting.
That took him a while, too, so you'd probably just see a little.
You know what I mean? I was going back going, what would be an interesting little. But there's so many interesting things to do. What would be yours?
I would go biblical.
Yeah, you would go to the.
Yeah.
Or would you go to 74 and go to that Sinatra concert?
Yay, there you go. Maybe go see that live. Yeah. Go back to Madison Square Garden, go see that
That's
live.
A good one. The Christ, go back to
that. I mean, if you get heavy with it,
yeah.
Well, Davi's Way, it's theaters on August 17th. You can follow him on Twitter, @RobertJohnDavi. Thanks so much.
Instagram, @RobertDavi.
And Instagram, @RobertDavi.
Jawohl.
All right.
Thanks, Mario.
Thank you, sir. On with Mario Lopez.